as in the coming future, we'll be dealing more with the subject of self-reference. As a part of what you can see as a process of detoxification of ego. You need to bring certain clarity into certain concepts related to this subject. Self-reference and self-consciousness are essentially the same. However, self-consciousness, to be self-conscious, for instance, when you speak with another person and you are self-conscious, is more connecting to having self-image. Self-consciousness here can refer either to pure self-reference or to self-imaging. However, it leans more towards self-image. Remembering your I am, your fundamental consciousness, is not self-consciousness, because what you are remembering is not the me, but something higher than me. And in this remembrance, there is an inherent element of surrender. You are surrendering to that which you remember. That remembrance before the state, before your consciousness becomes permanent and natural, can still create a sense of duality. For instance, when you try to remember, maintain your consciousness while in activity or in conversations, but it is a different type of duality than the one which is caused by self-reference. While being engaged in conversation, for instance, your intention is to maintain the continuity of consciousness, to be constantly linked to your consciousness and keep surrendering, making sure that your external activities do not in any way weaken your connection with consciousness. Naturally, there's some element of split here at the beginning. But the split is not because you are self-conscious, but because you are conscious of something higher than yourself. That's why this split, this duality, is dignified. It serves a higher purpose. The more you are merged with your consciousness, the less there's a need to maintain anything, and surrender to consciousness becomes a natural state, not an act of will. The more you can be total in your interactions, However, even when consciousness is natural and you are effortlessly functioning from that place, the faculty of self-reference is still mixing in, creating another type of duality that is inherently negative. Self-reference prevents you from being total, both in relationship to yourself and in relationship to the world. You cannot forget yourself. Ego is constantly conscious of itself as opposed to be conscious of the world. To experience the world from pure consciousness without the veil of self-reference, self-consciousness, is totality, is oneness. In this oneness, in this totality, there is no differentiation between the inner and the outer. You don't know whether you are in the world or the world is inside you. And there is no one who cares to know. That is the higher level of spontaneity. Beyond the spontaneity of the subconscious, your higher consciousness takes over the natural functioning. And the intelligence, which is integrated into the total consciousness, has no center, does not belong to anyone. As long as we cannot transcend self-reference, our true intelligence cannot function properly. It is being constantly contracted by self-reference. Self-reference, as we said, in itself is not negative. On the contrary, it is positive. Even while abiding in your pure nature, even while having actualized your true self, having become the one self, you still have the ability to use the function of self-reference, but you are not bound by it. You are not imprisoned in it. It is just a function that you use occasionally. You don't abide upon this function. Too much self-reference is a poison. It is like too much awareness. Some meditators imagine that the more aware they are, the better. That to be aware of everything is a good thing. It is one of those occasions where the saying applies, be careful what you wish for. there's not such a thing like too much consciousness. There cannot be too much consciousness. But there can be too much awareness, too much me. You need to be aware just enough for proper functioning, for proper orientation in reality. And everything that is more than this is an excess. And this excess is in contradiction with the principle of spontaneity. We spoke in the last retreat about positive subconsciousness that is operating naturally, relieving the conscious mind from the need to control everything. Self-consciousness is like the evolutionary passage between positive subconsciousness and higher consciousness. Higher consciousness is like positive subconsciousness. It is functioning naturally, beyond self-reference. And yet, it is unified with the light of I Am. The subconsciousness, even the positive one, is operating in separation from the light of I Am. There's no light in subconsciousness. The spontaneity of higher consciousness. Is illuminated by the light of I Am. That is the difference. To be spontaneous is to forget yourself. But you cannot forget yourself before you become your true self. The ego cannot forget itself. It is imprisoned in self-consciousness. How to forget yourself in remembrance of our true nature is the ultimate question. While none of you at this point can attain the natural state of egolessness or be free from self-reference, you are already preparing the ground for renunciation of self-consciousness by cultivation of skillful and intelligent surrender. As you are surrendering to your consciousness, to your inner being, to your light, you are simultaneously surrendering self-reference. and you become more acquainted with what it is, that self-reference, and how to master the art of surrendering it. The self-reference is so inherent. You are so used to it that you cannot recognize it in most cases. So you need to be very conscious and sensitive to capture this mechanism. Letting go of it as it arises. Learning how to exist without self-image and self-reference. Learning how to be truly innocent. Because this is what innocence is, freedom from self-reference. Each time you abide inside, you move closer to being merged with your pure nature. And if in this instant you let go of self-reference, there is a state of not knowing. You don't know who you are because you cannot create an image of what it is that you experience as yourself. But when your intelligence is reaching a deeper relationship with that not knowing who you are, a higher level of knowing is manifesting that is not based on self-reference, is based on absence. I know who I am because I am not. That is how it can be translated.